Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hi. I'm Miles. Are you the internet? Good. Good to see you. Good to hear from you again. What time is it? I don't know, because this show is anytime you wish to listen to it, on demand. But I know this. It's Monday, September 30th. Season... Oh, man. Oh, no. I'm really messing this up, guys. Oh, no. You know, it's not easy for me to host. Thank you. The Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
A production of iHeartRadio. Yes, thank you. I'm back.
Yeah.
This is a podcast, that's right, where we take a deep dive into America's sordid skull and see what is going on in there and say, look, off the rip, fuck Fox News and fuck Coke Industries. Fuck.
Very brave.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm a social justice warrior.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we know what side of the comedy civil war you're on, Miles.
Yes, whichever side Ant-Man is on. It's, like I said, Monday, and it's me, Miles Gray, a.k.a.
Early in the morning, Zeitgeist on the stream. Fuck Fox News and Coke fam, cause they won't solve my ED. Tuscany is heaven, Arsenal is life. She is called Your Highness. Don't refer to her as wife. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, that's a Sublime, if you didn't know. Rest in peace to Bradley. And rest in peace to anyone who's seen a Sublime featuring Rome show. Not the same.
What?
Yeah, they still tour with Rome, who's another vocalist. That's a deep cut for people who fuck with the vibes like that. Anyway, you already know the voice.
Yeah.
That is today's guest co-host.
Yeah.
Jamie Loftus.
Oh, wait, I got one too. Ready?
Oh, okay. You do?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh. All right. It's Jamie. Yes, it is she on Daily Zeitgeist. Besting 10 regular men. This is way lower than I was planning on going. Santa, she's got a horde. Shutting down every edge lord who makes sure Miles isn't bored. It is Jamie. Oh, really not my best.
That was pretty good.
You know, I did my
Look,
best.
Look, we've gotten off to a rough start. I'm not going to be honest. Full disclosure to the listeners out there, it was a rough start today.
Not my register. That wasn't my... I'm not an alto. I'm a soprano.
Oh, no, you were fine.
Thank you.
You are a soprano.
I think we're doing fine. I think we're just... I don't know.
It's that... You know what it is? It's that internalized voice from definitely my mother in my head that rings through the self-criticism. I'm learning how to love myself again. That's this week's challenge to all listeners. Let's be kind to ourselves and love each other.
Try to love yourself.
Well, let's introduce our guest today. Someone who y'all are already familiar because she's been down with the set since day one. Okay? Please welcome the talented, the visionary, a Zelda lover unlike any other. Shireen Yunez.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
It's me.
It is I. I don't have an AKA.
Well, can you sing the melody from Ocarina of Time?
Ooh. Ooh, wait. It's literally my ringtone. Just call me. Maybe we'll play and I can sing over my ringtone.
No, you don't. Okay, never mind. Maybe that was too much of a stretch. I don't know your number. I don't think.
What the fuck?
What is the Ocarina of Time?
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry.
You got 3 hours?
No.
Shireen, bust it.
Well, there are so many songs in the Ocarina of Time. Like, the main Zelda theme would be like...
Yeah, there you go.
But actually, someone messaged me on Instagram asking if I have an AKA, and I had nothing to tell them.
You don't?
No.
Well, I got AKA Shushu.
Okay.
What did Doo Doo?
Okay, well, I don't like that last part.
Okay, Shushu, what it is. Anyway, thanks for joining us, Shireen.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for co-hosting with me, Jamie.
You're welcome.
We're going to get to know Shireen even better.
Oh, no.
But before we do that, let's just give people a little quick preview of what we're going to talk about. First, just a little bit of news that no one cares about, but we should just mention Justin Bieber Baldwin was married.
I care.
You do? Good.
Do you?
No, I'm
good. I think she meant I care, like EYE, just a non sequitur.
Get your eyes checked.
That was a plug. I have to plug it.
Yeah, for that new optometry sponsor you have.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to be cosplaying as someone who cares about this today.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Then we'll move on to a little bit of more blowing the whistle. Blow the whistle. Look, the news is changing so rapidly that we're going to give actually a little bit of background on President Zelensky of Ukraine because he is a fucking character.
He contains multitudes.
Multitudes, yes. 100%. Then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the Trump pattern of fucking up and then being very cruel to marginalized people because it's happened again. Then talk about AOC's new plan for inequality, a just society, one that we would all like to live in. Mm-hmm. Then we are going to have to cancel Melville Dewey of the Dewey Decimal System.
This is a story that is really 110 years in the making.
Quite literally, yeah.
It's
wow.
It's wild. I mean, this is, people are like, cancel culture's gone too far. They're canceling Dewey.
Well, yes, we'll hop in the time machine because we're going.
I'm excited.
Do you guys ever play Mario's Time Machine, that PC game?
No.
Oh,
Mario was on PC?
Oh my God, yes, he was on PC. There was a game called Mario's Time Machine and it was fucking lit.
Whoa.
Okay, what did he do?
I'm so mad.
You gotta cry. What happened?
Where did he go?
What did he do? There was a game on the PC. I'm sure it was other things, but we used it on the PC. And he just like goes in this little time machine and he goes and visits. It was like a historical learning game, honestly, if I'm being honest. But like he goes and
so
visits
not, like fucking up
historical,
Abe Lincoln or something.
But he like fixes history and like you learn about it as a kid and it was so fun.
So he just like Bill and Ted's it?
Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
What do you mean fix? Hold on, fix his history? Like how? Like he's like and thank God the South won the Civil War. Thanks, Mario. Woo!
No, it's like very it's like dark. Marco Polo gets lost and he has to like
okay.
find him.
I thought
and,
it was like revising
his rudder.
Yeah, right. We're thinking like full on revising history for
it's
the
like,
dad.
It was like, didn't you guys play Oregon Trail on the PC?
Yeah,
it was like that.
I died of a
PC.
Broken leg every time.
Yeah,
I was a dysentery. Girl.
Yeah, dysentery. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, shout out my dysentery girls. Hey,
dysentery
girl fall.
I'm a dysentery girl. I'm not a Visco girl. I'm a dysentery girl.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to all my typhoid bros too. You know what I mean? And the cholera homies.
My favorite PC game was Detective Barbie because you could. Did you play
that? I played Detective. Well, it was like it started because I loved Carmen Sandiego, and then I found Detective Barbie was a thing, and I was like, and then there was also
her
like
jacket
other.
Was just pink.
Yeah,
it was different.
Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah, she went to the. She solved a mystery at the carnival, and she could say she had like 10,000 preloaded names, so every name in existence was in it. But they were always like, it would be like. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Someone just ran into the bumper cars. And then she would chase people in the bumper cars.
She had always had like a really cute like briefcase purse situation and her outfit was always like on point. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was like Clue, but like for
but meant to socialize young
girls. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And this is what it means. One thing I remember about since we're talking about Carmen Sandiego, the reason I liked it, I remember my friend had it and it came with a copy of an almanac, like
Whoa.
A hard fucking
That's
real
cool.
book. because in the almanac had all the flags of the world in it, and that was a big part of playing Carmen Sandiego. Yeah. They're like, she went to the country with the crescent and the star, and I was like, that's Turkey, fam. And I remember as that book helped me a lot, and there's a lot of useless information in almanac for a fucking 9-year-old, but hey, shout out to y'all.
But those games are so... Where did those educational games go? Those are fun games that you learned.
Leapfrog.
Yeah.
I love Leapfrog. Dude, they were all good.
Is that the VTech system?
Yeah. Okay. It was like a fake laptop that your cousin would give when you're done with it. And they're like, this is for second graders only. You're like, shit.
Get a job, Jamie. okay, let's hop right into it. No, look, this is the beauty of this show. You know what I mean? I get loose. I get loose on here. Loose. You know, when I have my cold brew. Shereen, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay, so I looked at this. Did you call me, Jamie Loftus? Oh, my phone's on silent. Oops.
I was trying to help, and then I looked unhinged, and then I was like, well, I just absolutely rejected.
Someone in this room actually is my friend. I looked at this morning, and the most recent one, I just saw Ad Astra, and I have this whole theory about Ad Astra. Not a theory, but like a whatever. But my recent search history is Gravity Film Father. Because I think every space film is just a daddy issues film in space.
Ooh.
And I was trying to like get evidence for it by looking at every film. Like Gravity is more of like a mommy issues because she is a kid.
Mm-mm.
But
there goes your theory.
Wow. But it's all,
try a new angle.
It's I can still spit it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I can still
spin it. Because all dads love it.
Because George Clooney can like act as like this like father, whatever, it doesn't matter. But even Space Odyssey is like the ultimate daddy issue, because like the birth of all mankind or whatever. God, daddy issue. And then there's High Life, obvious daddy issue. There's Interstellar, which is like in my opinion the king of daddy issue space movies, but that was my recent search history because I was like trying to be like, yeah.
Is this for a book you're working on?
I like it.
No, just a tweet.
Space parent problem.
The amount of labor we put into a tweet.
It's unfair.
I mean, look, just for that, have you put the tweet out yet?
It was just a dumb tweet about how Ad Astra is the another exciting edition of Daddy Issues in Space.
But this tweet is available for the public to consume.
It's just a tweet.
Okay, if it is, episode drops, everyone
should retweet it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's do a quick experiment. Go to Shireen's Twitter and please retweet that to amplify this point, because I think it's valid.
It is valid. We need to talk about it. Yeah.
Daddy Issues in Space with an exclamation mark at the end.
Oh. It's fun. I haven't seen any of the space movies.
And space is just like another sort of metaphor for the distance you have between your parental. Oh, it's like,
every fucking rocket is phallic as fuck.
Oh my God, yes.
Daddy issues.
Ugh, just a big dick going into the big space pussy.
Just trying to find the G spot.
Oh, everyone's
and
going
not
for
finding
the big
it.
Space pussy.
Never
in the
finding
sky,
never finding life.
Is that in the phallic, so is the if we're going P and V, it's like the spaceship is the dick and the vagina is the cosmos?
Just the black hole of the cosmos.
And the atmosphere is the hymen?
Wow.
And they'll never understand
it. What are you breaking through?
There's so much space you don't understand. Just like the vagina.
It's true. No one can find... There are certain parts of it that some people never can find.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some people will refuse to acknowledge its existence even. Yeah.
We're workshopping a really powerful open mic joke right now.
Oh,
I really think
for the wrong for the wrong comedian, too.
Yeah.
What's something that's overrated?
Okay, I was thinking about this. I don't really have a great answer. The first thing I thought about was like the internet, Instagram, and like how we're just using social media wrong. But that's just like...
Well, that's valid.
I don't know. I just feel like Instagram in particular has gotten to this point where it's like... Like I was touching an animal the other day, and I was like, I should show everyone I'm hanging out with a pet.
Oh, okay.
You know? And I was like, why do I think of that? Like, let me just enjoy this pet.
Right. Mm. Yeah, you've completely removed yourself from your experience, and then you put yourself in the audience's position on your own life.
I think it's like a dangerous, I don't know.
Just in the panopticon.
I don't know. I think, and the internet just like freaks me out constantly. Like, I'll just... The ads and everything. I know everyone always talks about that, but I don't know.
So is this part of...
You know what else is overrated? Okay. Incognito mode. Because it doesn't actually work.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, if you want to like go to Pornhub or something and then you like, go to incognito
I have a
mode.
Whole other house and computer to use.
But they still, like your keystrokes are still memorized or whatever.
What you know about my keystroke?
But incognito mode freaks me out.
Well, get a VPN.
You want to trust it, but you can't trust the internet ever.
Well,
you're never alone, is what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
I've noticed, like that when you're searching I don't know. The porn I like always shows up at the top of the page. I'm like, you know me, but you're not supposed to know that.
How'd you know that? But thank you.
You're not supposed to know that. Yeah. It's helpful, but
yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm bad with typing with the back of my hand. Look, y'all. We're on our journey.
We're getting real.
We're on a natural journey. What's something that's underrated?
Airplane mode and nature. Ooh. Okay, this is like related to experience I had. But recently I've been doing some traveling because I hate the city. And no, I don't hate the city. I just hate my life.
Come on now.
No, and then I've been doing this thing where I purposely put my phone on airplane mode. And so I'm completely unreachable by anybody. And it's so freeing because then I'm just taking photos for myself and like enjoying a tree and appreciating nature. And I went to the sequoias recently and camped and did some shrooms. And I was like, this is the life I want to live. You know, I want to just like look at a tree and be like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, trees are underrated.
Wow. Flip it up. Trees.
Have you?
Man, that must have been a cool trip when you're like, you know what? I'm going to write this down. Trees are fucking underrated.
They are underrated.
The only time I did shrooms, I got into an argument with a wall. I got to try it again.
You should go outside.
I should have gone outside. Yeah. I got into an argument with a wall.
More specifically, a piece of drywall in an alley.
It was hard. Hard for me. Have you read that reminds me a lot of that book, How to Do Nothing. Have you read? I think you'd like it.
I think I should read it.
It's really good. It is like, it's about like unplugging and going into nature, but then also like knowing how to like responsibly plug back in when you need to.
Well, that's the thing. As much as I love airplane mode, it is a full-fledged like panic attack
when it turns on
and I'm going down the mountain or whatever, and it's just like 45 emails and like all these texts being like, where are you? And I'm just like, I hate texting because I don't want to talk to anybody. And
I'm the same way. I'm bad texter.
I'm a horrible texter.
Yeah, I'm good on the phone. I'm old school like that. I'm like, yo, if you call me, I'll pick up right away.
Yeah, I'd rather call and I'll talk than text. I don't like text.
And I'll have like a 40-minute conversation with people who like doesn't need to be there. I think, you know, it is tough too. It's also another thing to consider, right? Is it the nature of what you're doing, like for work, the things that are causing you the emails? Is that a source of your stress too? And is that the best thing for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've been...
Would you rather be getting emails from trees?
Yeah.
Or something? Or like people being like, Shireen, we need you to go plant this stuff in the mountains. And you'd be like, I fuck with that email.
I do think like the reality of like, I don't know, living in LA and like trying to like be... financially stable is like stressful, and so
absolutely.
You like, I feel like when I travel, I'm like running away from something all the time, and so when all the emails come, I'm just like, oh, I cannot avoid
these things.
But I do think trees, just appreciate a tree. Trees do so much.
Yeah, plant
one.
They
are so beautiful.
I just planted one.
Wow, really?
A little orange tree. Yeah, just because like
in your backyard
in the front.
Oh, nice. So people know,
oranges for free over here. Please, I don't know what to
do
with
them. Are you going to be one of those neighbors that like calls people out when they're like picking your tree out like on their walk?
Like, hey, well, it's good. You would have to like fully get up on my property.
Okay.
Like,
I can imagine. Where I live. I can see you doing that though. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I feel like you
don't take a ripe one.
You
could take one that fell already.
Only from the left side. Thank you.
You're lucky I'm even letting you have an orange. These are delicious.
This is a public service I do. You're going to have to play by my fucking rules. You can have like a little
sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, because I was driving like from Santa Clarita to somewhere, like in whatever. But I pulled over and there was like an orange grove, I guess. And I like wanted an orange and I got one and I got yelled at.
Well, yeah, that'll happen.
I think that's your future. I think that's your future.
Nah, man, fruit is for the people, man.
Fruit is for the people.
True. Anything that's growing from the earth is for the people. You know what I mean? Anyway, but I digress. What's a myth, Shireen? What is something that people think is true that you know to be false? That you know, though, 100%.
I think vitamins don't do anything. I think the myth that vitamins are healthy is false, because I feel like this is a myth that maybe
you're about to go down a weird path right now. You're saying medically that vitamins do nothing
unless you're deficient in something. They just make your pee smell bad. Like you're just gonna pee out.
Okay, so this isn't a hot anti-science, anti-medical take,
right?
No.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure because sometimes motherfuckers come on here and they're like,
No. I'm taking supplements and unless you're deficient in B12 if you're a vegan or vitamin D or whatever, if you're not drinking enough.
Yeah, where you need
whatever,
to address the deficiency.
Yeah, unless your doctor or your testing or whatever shows that you're deficient in something, taking a bunch of supplements and vitamins, you just pee it out.
Well,
and your pee smells awful.
Well,
I like it that way.
Why are you saying my pee smells awful?
I've smelled it.
Well, I should flush more.
It's a thing. If it's yellow, let it mellow. People to go in and be does it smell weird to you?
Hey, Jamie, I'm sorry.
It's like an HR issue.
I'm sorry again. You're the only person I trust. Is something going on with my pee?
Be honest with me. I appreciate your radical. And then I'll say, no, it doesn't smell weird. And then you'll be like, be honest with me.
No, but I'm not if you look it up, a lot of doctors agree, unless they tell you to take something, a lot of vitamins, you can take them and it won't affect
you
negatively.
Wrong, yeah. But you do just pass them if you don't need them.
Yeah, and your pee either gets really yellow or really smelly. And,
it's B vitamins that make it look like coolant, engine coolant, right?
Yeah.
I like that. Or beet juice. You ever drink beet juice and think you're peeing blood?
That's wild.
Why do you drink beet juice? What's that?
It's healthy for you.
It's good. I had a
beet
juice
so
that's
gross.
Beet, apple, and
carrot.
Ginger.
Oh, no.
And carrot. Oh.
Yeah.
But ginger,
ABC.
Too. But add ginger.
Ginger's
too.
Great.
A little bite to it. And I drank a fucking 40 ounces of that shit. And
yeah,
I peed. I was peeing out rosé wine.
Oh, my God.
Basically.
It's really good for you. Add some lemon, maybe? I don't know.
All right, whatever. Look.
I don't know, whatever. But,
you just still can't wrap your head around it?
That sounds disgusting.
Peeing rosé or drinking beet juice?
Just drinking. I don't have an acquired taste for things that are good for me for the most part, but that's just that's too much.
Right.
It is really intense flavor.
That's the fun of the human body, though. You see what things are absorbed, what things are passed.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's not to say I don't take anything. I like taking stuff that I think.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, even
vitamin
shroom, turmeric is cool. I think it helped with inflammation and stuff. But at the same time, I think the myth of take your vitamins every day, unless you can notice a difference, or unless there's something
right
that you should be supplementing for, it just kind of just passes through you.
Dude, that's just big vitamin propaganda, dude.
I don't even know. Yeah, I get the placebo effect from if I have a bottle of vitamins, I got one of those bottles of vitamins that just says woman on it, and you're cool. You take one every day,
queen.
You're I don't feel better or worse, but I feel like I'm doing something positive.
Take your yes queen vitamins.
Take your girl boss supplements every day. Get ready to slay every day with your girl boss. I was like, yeah, what? It was a pink bottle. It said literally said woman on it.
Wow.
And then there was a
that generically?
But that's so weird.
It was a CVS one.
What would be different in the woman one? I guess, I don't know.
Well, I think for most people, too, it's probably good for a lot of people. If you're not very conscious about the food you eat, you may numerous vitamin deficiencies,
that's
too.
That's
the
why
thing.
I take one.
Ideally, you would get your vitamins from good food and, healthy food. So if you're not doing that, vitamins would help, I'm sure.
Great. Mm. So that wasn't really a hot take. More about, I think, a confession for you that your pee stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no, you're so tortured when you say that. Okay, well, we'll get Shireen some water, and we'll be right back after this break.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And before we get into weird news, let's get into weirder news. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are getting married today, I think. Yes, they are. In yes. South Carolina. And I don't know why I'm bringing this up, aside from I saw a photo of the hotel that they're being married at, and it looks like a chic plantation.
It does, yes. It's an influencer's plantation.
They apparently, it's the some form of a montage hotel. And guests are complaining because they were not allowed to use basically anything at the hotel for like 48 hours to help welcome them together.
What do you mean?
Like, because they had rented out the hotel essentially for their wedding. Like, guests can't use the spa. They can't use the pool. They can't use any of the good restaurants.
So people like guests that aren't invited to the wedding.
Yeah, who just happen to be staying. They're like, what the I planned this shit months out. They're giving people refunds and shit. Other people are mad.
It's
whatever.
Really hard to have empathy for literally anyone in this situation.
No.
Just like, I'm
apparently
sorry
it's a beautiful
you can't
place.
Use your spa at the weird plantation hotel because Justin Bieber is making an important life decision.
It's really crazy how invested we, or just like general world gets with celebrity. Like, I mentioned this before we started rolling, but I posted like a cat video the other day and someone messaged me being like, you're a regular day Justin Bieber. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, he got cats. He's a cat man now. And I'm like, other people have cats, you know? Like,
and they're like, they do?
And he's like, then she was
are
like,
they Justin Bieber?
She was like, I'm really invested in the relationship of like Haley and Justin. And like, I looked at his website, for the first time in like ever, I went to Justin Bieber's Instagram and like, yeah, he posted videos of his cats being like, I'm a crazy cat man now. And I'm like, cool.
I do feel like it's like people, I cling to celebrity stuff more so than I ever did when I was like a teenager. I'm like, maybe it's like a moment in time thing where we need things to have, like hold on to of like, I need something to care about. Like,
or
I don't know.
You can live sometimes vicariously through them.
Yeah.
If it's something you like or a world you like or you fancy yourself living a lifestyle like that, you can escape in that. Or
especially travel a lot.
Well, that's what influencers typically, I mean, those are just, that's just straight up like, keep your mouth open and don't interact except through these photos and live comparatively and then feel terrible about yourself. Mm. So,
which I do love to do. I'm addicted to comparing myself to other people, feeling bad. And then
who's a weird person you compared yourself to?
Throwing my phone. Oh.
That you shouldn't, like when you look back,
that
you're
is
like, why
you're
did
just
I even
like, that's just unhealthy and weird. I need a second. I'll burst into the
you're
middle
like
of
Lionel
another
Messi,
story.
The soccer player. I'm like, why aren't I winning FIFA player of the year?
So look at my cursed Instagram follows.
But anyway, and it's funny because even as I say it out loud, I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but I know that's a thing happening.
Yeah.
And that's just what we're talking about on Earth.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's crazy. Like,
peace to them.
Like, I think it's kind of endearing that someone's like invested in like some celebrity's cats, but it's also weird that like you saw a random person's Instagram, like my video, and then
and
you thought of like
the
celebrity cat, and I'm just like, that's wild. That's because cats are a very normal thing. Yeah.
Well, I also think, too, we also have to sort of check our level of what we're used to living in L.A. Like, celebrity is not interesting to a lot of people
point.
Who live here. Because you work in production. I've worked in production. Yeah. You work also in production as talent. Everyone has been either in front or behind the camera or either one.
Yeah.
And you very quickly see this thing for what it is. And you're like, it's just a lot of insecure people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being insecure at each other.
Yeah. And it gets very toxic very quickly. And you're like,
and you're like, I really want to move. I don't want to be here any second longer.
You're like, you know what?
Just things
I'm going to make
my
dog a red pilled dog.
Yeah. Because that would just distract me from the void of vagina space sometimes.
Getting up there in the sky.
I think I'm jealous of my, I like to compare myself to my ASMR influencers that I follow on Instagram.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they create all these like beautiful spaces for themselves and they're like, here's where I'm whispering tonight. And I was just like, damn.
Versus your like mad scientist laboratory?
Life, yeah, it's like life could be so different if I just chilled the fuck out for a second.
Oh, wow.
I
and
love
then just like whispered and like,
yeah, if anyone's looking for an ASMR channel that needs a new Batala's ASMR.
Batala. I
mean, do you get the tingles from that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's so weird.
I've been
doing that for
like 6 years.
I know that's the thing, right? There are people who get the tingies from it, and you either do or you don't.
It's a real thing.
It's like
I don't have that response though to it.
Either way, it's still kind of like it calms me down. Like if I'm like writing during the day, sometimes I'll just have it on like in my headphones in the background just to like keep my brain humming a little lower.
I used to listen to a lot of binaural beats. Look,
speaking of ASMR, though, I kind of went down a rabbit hole the other day. And do you know Turd Twig?
No. What if I was like, oh my God, yes.
You have to... Okay.
Yo, that was, what the fuck?
The reason why...
Turd Twig?
I think it like ties into why I think Instagram is not overrated, but like terrifying for me. Because there's this ASMR account. It has like almost 150,000 followers. It's called Turd Twig. And at first you think it's like just, oh, he's running over, he's crunching things with a tire or whatever. And then it goes and he starts, you start hearing him chew on rocks.
Oh, that I don't like the extreme. Like,
and then it's like, it's just, it's very bizarre because it's never addressed. But that's the thing, like.
Is it art?
The internet creeps me out.
Is it art?
I don't know.
Is it subversive art? Meant to be a commentary?
I'm a simple woman. I like people pretending to be hairstylists and finger floaters. Yeah. And then I just fall right asleep.
Aww.
Oh, it's good.
Beautiful. Well, let's move on to some heartwarming news or just interesting news. Actually, I think we need to check in with our segment that's going to be happening constantly on The Whistleblower. So, blow the whistle. Okay, so I don't know where the news is right now, so we're going to pull out wide so we can look at the situation from a broader perspective, because if we get too microscopic, everything changes too quickly.
I
want to put our focus right now on the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, because he is basically at the center of this entire thing. He is the president of Ukraine, who Trump was leaning on to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and therefore abusing his power of the office of president of the United States. The thing about this guy is he is very, very similar to Donald Trump in like just in the ways they sort of came up. He was best known for playing a non-politician on TV, like a character who becomes president.
No shit.
Called Servant of the People.
That's
like this
wild.
Like hit show. Because I knew he was a comedian or whatever. I knew like I just knew that, but I didn't know what his body of work was.
What's his IMDb? Yeah.
Ooh.
He was on Veep.
Yeah, the Ukrainian version. Roll your sleeves up because we're about to get dirty. He did not. Okay, so the thing is.
It's kind of like Stephen Colbert-esque.
In a way, a little bit, yeah. He, like, throughout this whole show, like, he wasn't, like, hiding the fact that he was interested in, like, coming into political office at some point. And the show sort of, like, helped kind of frame him a little bit as a political candidate, like, where he would dress up, like, as his character on Instagram and, like, use this, like, the theme song from the TV show at his campaign events because
Whoa.
People liked the character.
I feel like that's what I would have wished Stephen Colbert would have done, but, like, as his actual self. Because we did see him as, like, a political figure, I feel like. At least I did when he had a show.
Yeah, sure. Know? I mean, but I think at a certain point you realize just how just dark it is to be a politician in this country. And maybe at some point you're like, I like to just do the satirical version and not, like, have to look, you know, corporate, like, owners in the eye.
Oh, my God. Wait, the images for the show are hilarious.
Yeah, so the show was called Servant of the People, and that was the political party he named, like, the political party he formed to run was also called Servant of the People. So it's all about, like, melding these two things. And even the show, like, itself has these, like, sort of overtones about, like, kind of what Trump sort of talks about, like, what we you know, the state of power in the country, where the show's opening has these two, like, or group of these deep state-like figures thinking, like, okay, well, we've selected the two candidates for the upcoming election, but we won't, like, rig the results. And let's just sit back and see which guy wins, just for funsies, huh? And then the whole thing is blown up when the character that Zelensky plays, this guy, Vasil Holobrodko, randomly wins. He was just a random school teacher, but a viral video of him complaining about the state of politics goes viral. His students start a crowdfunding campaign to get him in the race, and he wins.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
What year was this show coming out?
Very recently, in the last few years.
Okay.
And in the very first episode, when he wins, like, he basically, like, becomes a darling of the public when he just goes off script and he's like, guys, I don't really know what I'm doing. They're like, we love him. Oh. So it's a very sort of, I guess, nicey version of sort of how Trump operates, of being like an outsider who used his, like, public persona and celebrity to elevate himself. But there's also, like, it's very, there's, like, a lot of absurdist stuff in there. At one point, he, like, pulls out a machine gun and shoots up Parliament.
Ooh, wild.
And then
screenshot.
Another one, he's, like, hanging out
that
with.
That is a wild screenshot. What the
yeah.
fuck?
He gets visited by ghosts like Che Guevara and Abraham Lincoln.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But, you know, even though, like, he's not quite, he's not a far right figure. He's basically a centrist. The thing that's really interesting, though, is that as president, now IRL, in real life, as President Zelensky, he, just like Trump, hates the fucking press. And in his party, like, they've all said, we do not need journalists to communicate with the public. Instead, they use what?
TV.
Social media.
Oh.
TV, too, in a way. But he was elected in April, right? And he still hasn't had a single press conference.
Like, what? Where,
yeah, he's never had it. The way he does, he's like, press briefings are canceled regularly. And all the interviews that he does, they're conducted by an in-house sort of production company.
Wait.
That he runs.
Okay. So
are they, like, filmed, or are they, like, posted on, like, Instagram or Twitter or something?
Oh, they do all kinds of stuff. In one version, he does an interview, like, during parliamentary elections. He sat for an interview in a fucking Tesla. Like, in a comedian's getting coffee and cars
type
vibe.
Still doing the show? Like, this is...
No,
yeah.
No, but, like, I think he is so built off this content mind.
Yeah.
Like, so everything comes out in this, like, content form. Like, that politicians and Tesla's, you know, corrupting democracy corrupting. Show, whatever he did, was for his political party's YouTube channel. Like,
whoa.
And so,
and
that's
he's younger.
How
he's in his 40s, right?
Yeah, he's a lot younger.
Yeah.
And it's just really odd when you think about, like, he may be this, like, fun, ha-ha guy, yeah. But, like, to even think that all of your communications with the public are always coming through your own filter
That's
is
crazy.
Fucking freaky.
Yeah.
But I would be I would be remiss if I didn't mention another project that he did that was very interesting. Before this show he did, he really became famous as a rom-com star in a show called Love in the Big City.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes translated as No Love in the City.
Oh, it's a big difference.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that makes more sense, right? And I think more people feel isolated living in cities.
More
trying
aspirational.
To find, yeah. Romantic partners. Yeah. But it's about three friends who lose the ability to have sex after a toast at a party magically makes them all impotent.
But
I don't find
sex,
that funny at all.
You can have sex if you're impotent, right, you guys?
Well, I mean, if you're pushing rope.
Right.
But
right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I guess I have a wrong ideas
like
about
weirdest,
the human body.
It's like the weirdest, like, art becomes life thing.
Yeah, the whole thing is really odd. Like,
he's in charge of a country.
Yes. The whole thing is they are doing a cheers, and they, like, these characters apparently were, like, these big, like, hedonistic fuckboys.
Okay.
And during a cheer, at another party, a strange-looking man makes a toast for love and then corrects himself. Let what you drank for be impossible without what I drank for. Which is really, it's a riddle wrapped up in a mystery.
Wrapped up with a limp dick.
But through that, they're like, hold on, that guy's toast made our dick soft. How do we fucking figure this out? And it's all, the guy is actually a magical deity, Saint Valentine. who basically won't let them have sex until they find love. That's like the moral of that season.
What the fuck?
Or the movie, rather.
This is a scripted thing.
Yes.
It's not like he wrote it, but he definitely was.
He was in. Like, yeah. That's how he rose
at
to
the end,
prominence.
Is there just like a shot where you see them get a heart, like hard-ons again? They're like, oh, he's in love. And like, ooh.
Wow.
It's the one.
I hate it. I hate it.
There were two sequels after this.
Well, like The Hangover, they're like, they're limp again.
Well, put this one on for size. Another one, they have again, it's a sex curse, but this time...
I feel like I have a sex curse, but whatever.
Touching an ancient idol means they can't have sex without conceiving a child.
What the fuck?
Whoa, so the opposite.
Exactly.
But it's all kind of related, because it's like you have to find... The casual sex is not allowed. Like, in either scenario. Like, you have to find love, and then you have to fucking have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ukrainian sex curses are wild.
Yeah, shout out Ukrainian sex. And the third one finds the three lovable guys annoyed at having to look after their children, so they accidentally wish them into becoming adults. And then they become adults. It's like Big.
So there's no sex curse in that one.
No. Then this one, it's just that they're like, damn, like, I wish these kids would grow up already. And then they, like, I guess, miss out on trying to, like, be good parents.
Wow.
I don't know. Very confusing. But again, this is how you become president.
That's bananas. Yeah.
Well, now that just let that settle. And I'll take a hard pivot into another news update. Just because, again, the pattern with this president. And this is such a hard pivot I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Going from sex curses to more just shitty news about this administration. Mm-hmm. You know, the pattern has always been, does something that fucks them up in the polls, or does something that is just objectively terrible. And people are like, oh my God, why the fuck? What the fuck is going on with this guy? And then it's always some kind of racist red meat thing, whether it's attacking somebody or doing some kind of new cruelty at the border. Well, this time, the president has cut down drastically the number of refugees the country is going to be taking. The goal for this year was going to be 110,000. They're only allowing 18,000 people into the country fiscal year 2020. Yes, they went from the goal being 110 to now 18,000. And the way that's distributed is 4,000 refugee slots for Iraqis who worked with the United States military. 1,500 for people from Central America. 1,500.
That's nothing. Yeah.
5,000 for people persecuted for their religion, and the additional 7,500 slots are for those who are seeking family unification and have already been cleared for resettlement.
It's just like such a sinister budgeting of
Just so, like, you're making people statistics. They're like, they're just numbers.
No, they literally are. Yeah. And to even say 1,500? There are like 71 million displaced people on Earth right now.
That's like not even a graduating high school. Like, that's like ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm just saying, 71 million people on this planet who have been displaced by conflict, climate change, whatever. Crises.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most we're willing to do.
And the worst part is his base is probably eating this up.
Yeah, I mean, the ones who, I think it's the whole thing, right? It's just like, okay, wait. Remind me why we support you again. That's right. We hate the weak, or we've othered people, or I've insulated myself enough to a point where I can look at someone as a refugee or someone seeking asylum as someone who fucked up.
We're
or
making
something.
As little space as
someone
possible.
Someone that's going to ruin this country.
Right. And again, even in some of the talking points we've heard people defending this is using the thing of like, well, you know, we don't want to be a drain on public assistance. That's just a fucking myth. Most people who anyone who comes here seeking asylum and it gets public benefits, they're on it for a very short time and end up paying a lot of taxes in the long run. So it's, again, bad shit.
That makes me
But I do want to pivot to something better because AOC,
Whiplash.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You got to, guys. You got to. The news is moving very quickly. So, you know, her Green New Deal helped sort of set a benchmark for progressives, even though there were some things that a lot of people didn't see eye to eye on, but it still became a thing that a lot of progressives rallied around of like, yes, we need something like this. We need a plan. We need something to move towards. She just last week introduced a plan for what she calls, quote, a just society that's focused on economic inequality, housing, and many things. And it's very simple. It's just six parts, right? Very easy to read PDF that she put out when she introduced it. So the six parts are, one, a just society recognizes and eradicates poverty. So there's a bill that she wants to put forward that would propose a new official poverty guideline that basically takes into account all kinds of things for any person, right? Because like rather than a number, it's a little more nuanced, thinking of like, well, what does that mean for where you are geographically, your health insurance, your childcare, and other necessities that people need, like internet and things like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that is making sure that the way we measure, the way the poverty is measured, which can, you know, sort of determines how people are eligible for all kinds of social safety net programs and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's done in a way that's actually humane and a way that actually acknowledges all the factors versus like, well, here's this. This is what we think people, that's all you need, because it's not very nuanced at the moment. The second point, a just society creates a place to prosper. This is from the bill. It says the Place to Prosper Act would protect low income tenants and rein in corporate landlords by among other things, creating an access to counsel fund for renters facing eviction, imposing a 3% national cap on annual rent increases, and imposing disclosure requirements on the nation's largest landlords. Great.
Perfect.
Yeah. No,
don't gouge people who are just trying to live, because affordable housing is such a fucking issue, not just in LA especially, but everywhere.
Yeah.
Many people are finding it to have, you know, minimum wage used to mean the minimum you need to make to be able to survive.
Yeah.
Not and how many of these can you pile up
exactly
to make a living wage. So that's another thing, trying to just, you know, approach housing in a better way.
Yeah.
Three, a just society is merciful. Again, this is from her
It's so interesting
piece.
How this is reading like a piece of philosophy that like everyone, like it's like common sense,
but it's
yeah,
the bare minimum.
Know, absolutely.
You know, like it's like as if like some, like I don't know, yeah,
it's, it feels like things any humane society should do to ensure, again, a just society, a just meaning that it's not unequal, it's not predatory, it's not exploiting people.
Mm-hmm. This is basic shit.
And it feels sad that we even have to articulate this.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
For the amount of people who want to like pat themselves on the back, America's number one.
Right.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
in medical debt.
And I'm sure people are going to read this and be like, how can you read those lines, like, a just society is merciful, a just society embraces our immigrants, and then be like, no, that's not my country. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the most... basically like human decency, you know?
This really does like remind me like of stuff that you, like the sort of stuff you would hear like when you're a little kid. Just like the basics of like how to treat people.
Exactly.
Sit down, young Jamie. I want to tell you about a 3% cap on annual rent increase.
I mean, I've always been very passionate about housing justice from a very young age.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you should tweet out that photo of you at City Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third one, a just society is merciful. The Mercy and Reentry Act ensures that notwithstanding any other provision of law, an individual may not be denied any federal public benefit solely on the basis that the individual was convicted of a criminal offense. Perfect.
Makes sense.
Recidivism.
Easy.
People go back to jail. They reoffend because of poverty.
Yeah.
So this is saying, hey, we understand there is a fucking loop that some people get stuck in. Can we address this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But again, and that would really take a huge chunk out of the prison industrial complex. Great. Fantastic. Four, a just society embraces our immigrants. The Embrace Act ensures that notwithstanding any other provision of law, an individual may not be denied any federal public benefits solely on the basis of the individual's immigration status. Fantastic.
Makes fucking sense.
Great. Do you need to live?
Yeah.
Do you need help living?
I love that we've reached a point, I hate that we've reached a point in our society where like this basic fucking shit has to be made into like a political statement, a political act.
Yeah.
It has to be articulated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this basic thing that we should be merciful and kind to one another needs to be like a left wing like statement.
Extremist. Right. And it's like, this is like someone who's regularly like characterized as an extreme.
That's what I'm saying.
Person.
And that's what that's what this is going to become embodied. And probably going to use the word socialist and stuff when really it's just like we're nice to each other.
It's like Sunday school shit. It's ridiculous.
Well, what's unfortunate is that all the Ukraine whistleblower shit has completely taken the oxygen out of DC. So this, even though this is pretty monumental, I haven't seen a lot of response on the right to it, because I think right now the right is too focused on trying
to like transcripts and all that bullshit.
Trying to rationalize the abuse of power that's going on over there. Right. And then lastly, or number five, actually, a just society uplifts our workers. The Uplift Our Workers Act would direct the Department of Labor to create a worker-friendly score similar to LEED certification, like for buildings, for federal contractors. This score would consider factors including but not limited to paid family leave, scheduling predictability, hourly wage, and union membership. and gives systemized preference to worker-friendly contractors as it makes contracting decisions. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you put money and stability into your workers' pockets, we will put money into your pockets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's basic shit.
Makes sense.
And then lastly, number six, a just society guarantees the economic, social, and cultural rights of all. Basically, what it's asking is they want to ratify the UN Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, which is essentially the UN's new form of, like, these are basic human rights mm-hmm. we are trying to articulate as the UN, which is about not having terrible work conditions, the right to form trade unions, the right to adequate food, clothing, housing, and the right to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's controversial, right?
I mean, hot takes all around.
Hot takes.
It really just like does boil down to just like not punishing people for like societal circumstances out of their control. Like it's almost like this is amazing, and it's also depressing
it's
how
very
basic
depressing.
It is.
Yeah, well, because we have left so many people in the lurch. Not like we, but the government collectively, as the U.S. is, anyway, we have left so many people behind, and there are so many people that are in desperate need of support, and we vilified them.
Yeah, we blame them for being there in this cycle when really they're just like trying to fucking survive.
Yeah, and it's clear probably to people like us who are maybe a little bit more engaged like this, that like this is basic common sense, and it's going to be sad when people inevitably look at this and not see how even through their skewed lens of politics or whatever their partisanship could see that this is actually something that is across the board a benefit to every single person.
Well, that's the thing. People are going to know it came from AOC. People are going to already have an idea of who she is if they don't like her or not, or think she's like on the wrong side of whatever they want. And then they're already going to have it's going to be skewed from their fucking twisted kaleidoscope lens of what they think this country should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it makes me mad.
Well, but again, I think it's great. It's sad that we have to articulate things like that and try and find a way to like codify, make these law.
I'm very glad this exists, though.
I'm glad it exists, too. Yeah.
It's like, well, it's one of those things, right? Like a lot of people have talked about these things and tried to address it. But there is something to, I think, nice that with the Green New Deal that sort of set people to, even if it was controversial on the right or whatever, it got a lot of conversation going.
Yeah.
And you would hope that this would too, because it would be hard to see people. I guess the only thing that Fox News pundits would say is like, we'll see, and then they're just going to drain all of our taxes, because mm-hmm. this is really just giving people free stuff.
They're going to make it into this, oh my God.
But you know what?
I can't handle it.
Yeah. You'd hope that a lot of people, even if they watch Fox News all day, can recognize that they might know people who might be in a situation like this too that could benefit from it.
Yeah.
Or they themselves might too. Remove the the partisan shit from it. Because this isn't
You'd
partisan.
Hope so.
No.
You'd hope that they can remove it, but I feel like, is this country capable of actually seeing things clearly? I don't know.
I do think that there is like always, every time that like, even though it's like depressing to us to look at such a basic layout for like humans being treated semi-decently, like I'm always like happy to see when stuff is released that just explains things in relatively like common sense terms, and because I feel like so many people just get like lost in the like largeness
Wonk speak.
Of it all.
Yeah.
You're like, well, here are like six basic issues and like how like the bare minimum that we can do to set things in the right direction.
Yeah, I do appreciate that it's worded in a way that it's easy to digest. Like it's not worded in a way that like only smart people will understand what I'm saying. It's like she definitely made an effort to make it a universal, not simple, but like kind of boiling it down to like the bare minimum.
Yeah she's really good at that.
And well, I think also the name too, A Just Society.
Yeah.
Like how are you gonna push back on
that's what I'm saying.
You're gonna look like a fucking tool.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And I think we need to go into our time machine, back maybe 110 years or so, because Melville Dewey, who many people, if you grew up in America and are old enough to remember the Dewey Decimal card catalog system in a library, on how to organize a library, he's a huge figure in libraries. And recently, the American, I just want to say this right, the American Library Association, they took his name off one of their top honors, which was the Melville Dewey Award. The reason why is this dude is canceled.
This is, I mean, this is like fascinating.
I did not know, you know, I think if we look back into history on anybody, there was an era where people did terrible shit on the open. And for the way we handled it was, that's troubling.
And it's when stories come up that are like something that seems so innocuous, like the Dewey Decimal system. They're like, fuck, it is an epidemic.
He was an anti-Semitic, racist, misogynist, sex predator.
What was the name of, it made me so happy. What is the name of the organization that ended up getting his name removed? Because it was like, rules.
The whole reason was like, they took off, what's her name? Sarah Ingalls Wilder. They took her name off because of a lot of the racist shit she was saying.
Yes.
And that's sort of been kind of the momentum within the American Library Association of being like, no, we need to be very inclusive. Like, we don't have time to, like, obscure people's legacies, especially when they're completely at odds with our own views.
Laura Ingalls Wilder, right?
Yes, Laura Ingalls Wilder. Wilder, yes, thank you. And I will tell you. So this whole movement came out of the ALA's Social Responsibility Roundtable's Feminist Task Force.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're
make
out here.
Merch. Yeah, I'll wear that merch.
Pulling up the fucking receipts. So apparently, this shit goes back to 1906. He was first censured by the American Library Association in 1906 when several women, quote, complained about his improper behavior toward them, including unwanted kissing, hugging, and caressing in public. Dewey's own daughter-in-law even moved out of his home because she was uncomfortable around him. In addition to the sexism, he was also cited for his anti-Semitism and racism. he had a private club that he owned, I guess, in Lake Placid, and was like, we have a no Jews and no blacks policy here.
What the
fuck? God.
And when people came to the club, there was pamphlets out there, in case y'all were curious, that said, quote, no one shall be received as a member or guest against whom there is physical, moral, social, or race objection. It is found impracticable.
Nerd.
To make exceptions to Jews or others excluded, even when of unusual personal qualifications. This was also in 1906. He had a big year that year.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically forced to resign from his state library position because they're like, this is unbelievable. And you know what his defense was?
What?
I got friends that are Jews.
Of course.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah.
He started it.
I can't be anti-Semitic. My lawyer's Jewish, that kind of shit. And basically said that, also, it's a private club, so I think I should be allowed to choose who enters and doesn't.
But also,
interesting.
But like, no. All this stuff didn't stop him from having a legacy a century fucking later.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because he was still such a big name that, like, if you look, I think on his bio on like some website that's more of like a governmental website, they describe him having a complex history.
Uh-huh.
They distilled all of his racism, sexism.
And those are complex history.
Predatory behavior as complex.
Right.
That makes
because that that's the old school way of dealing with that shit. It's like, we'll acknowledge it by saying complex because it's euphemistic enough.
Mistakes were made, but
Rather than changing.
Also, at the same time, I'm sure so many prominent people, like names in our history, should be canceled.
For sure.
And this is like the one, like this. Maybe this is like one of the exceptions where there's actual evidence there.
Well, right. What's odd though, too, is like he has a history within this organization where he's being censured by this organization for this, yet still did it. And I'm sure the powers that be at the time found a way to protect his legacy or whatever.
Sure.
So another anecdote from this Slate article says that. And he would do this thing where he championed this thing called simple spelling, where he would, it would, quote, eliminate extraneous letters. Okay. Huh. So basically like typing like a kid, essentially. And he hired a stenographer who he described as a dainty little flapper, L-I-T-L. Because he does simple talk.
I'm going to kick this guy's ass.
He, and, like, jump-started the era of, like, not liking vowels, like Tumblr and Flitter and, like, all
No, seriously. You know? And better looking, B-E-T-R, better looking than I expected.
Ew, what is it? It sounds like he writes like he's naming a startup. He's such a fucking loser.
Dude, better.
Better.
Then he was hugging and kissing her in public. She was basically was like, yo, I'm going to file charges against you.
Yeah.
And settled for $2,147.66.
Hmm.
That's a check, 1927.
That is,
it's like a Weinstein-style settlement.
And according to Dewey's biographer, Dewey was upset with the settlement, not because he had gotten in trouble for his behavior, because he was worried the stenographer might spread a rumor that she got $2,000 for no work.
What?
Yes. That was his fear.
Dude, wow, we've come a long way.
And again, when he was censured by the ALA, his response, he said he insisted he hadn't done anything wrong and pure women would understand my ways.
Oh, God, I hate that quote so much. No.
What does that even mean?
That is meant to imply that anyone who is saying stuff about me like that is not pure.
Well, it's like anyone who isn't okay with me grabbing their ass in public is
tainted,
impure, is not a virgin. Like, you're just like, what? Oh, God.
Women would understand my ways. Oh, my God, I want to barf.
Man, I really admire the task force for fucking going, because it's like, this is...
We got to make t-shirts.
It's not that I got that she like threatened me with a lawsuit. I don't want her to think she got that money for no work. What?
That's how indignant and like not apologetic he ever was. Like, he never actually believed he was in the wrong.
He's mad he even had to do any sort of like settlement.
He was the start of the bad apologies that we see on Twitter that are like in the notes that like are posted. You know,
icon. I think we have to start calling those just non-apologies. Rationalizations for shitty fucking actions.
If this dude hit the notes app, it would be a mess.
Oh my God!
The notes app apology from Melville Dewey.
He was like, I'm upset, but it's because she didn't work.
Yeah.
Cancel culture is going too far. You're just like,
centuries ago.
What's next? Comedy?
There, yeah. I know.
If librarians aren't safe, I'm afraid no one is.
The librarian civil war.
I can't imagine people being like, cancel culture is going too far, because we're literally going back in time at this point. Like, this guy's dead.
This is.
Well, I think because also too, right now, 79% of librarians are women. So I think, you know, when they start looking back in their own organization, they're like, this is terribly fucked.
And that's a good point.
Yeah, they're like,
especially
why
when someone has a legacy. I think that's the thing. When someone is like revered for like inventing a fucking system or something, and then their whole name is the system, like that, you know?
That's like receiving like the Donald Trump Friend to Islam, like a community service award.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what?
But at the same time, I just thought of this. Like, his children and his children's children, should they be punished, or like should their name be like
maligned
because of their association with some, like, should you be like,
I don't think
getting back to Ad Astra, should you be punished for your father's crimes?
I don't think how are they suffering though?
No, I don't think they're suffering.
No.
Yeah. And I don't think you necessarily need to be like, hey man, are you Melville Dewey the Fourth? Yeah. Milkshake, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Like, no, like that has nothing to do with them.
Stuff like that. I'm
just playing devil's advocate. Yeah, I don't obviously agree with that. But like, I just think it's a funny thing to think about, like, that could be a possible argument to be like, leave it alone.
Well, and also that system isn't being used anymore, from what I understand, in libraries.
Yeah, fuck books.
From what I understand.
There's no libraries. Use Canopy. Canopy's great.
Canopy is great.
I love Canopy.
What is that?
If you have a library card, it's fucking free.
Oh, that's the one.
It's a streaming service for so many movies. It's so good.
Yep. Eli Olsberg was just talking about that.
Stuff like this.
Me and Eli are like
Library buds?
Buddies. Yeah. Because we're on Letterboxd and we have like Canopy and it's fun.
Cool.
Friends.
Anyway,
hashtag movies.
There was another thing too. Like, he founded the library school at Columbia in the late 1800s. And he was like, I think women need to be admitted as students here. Because
he wants to.
He gave
them.
A speech but he gave a speech entitled Librarianship as a Profession for College Bred Women.
Where
he said, although women had the character intelligence to be librarians, they were also more likely to get sick or leave the profession to pursue home life. And women deserved smaller salaries than men, because males, in addition to being capable of the same library work, could also, quote, lift a heavy case or climb a ladder. There are many uses for which a stout corduroy is really worth more than the finest silk.
A stout corduroy. People are fabric. When you think about it,
people are fabric.
People are just fabric.
People are fabric. When you're fabric, I mean, yeah. There's
what kind of fabric would we be? Let's pivot.
Me, I would be like what I'm wearing right now, a soccer jersey, synthetic material that stinks the second you have one drop of sweat in it.
I'm a swishy.
What's a swishy?
It's like swishy pants. I'm swishy fit.
Oh, like jogging style, like old jog suits.
Not like pants that you wear when
like
you're
insecure. Right now?
What is that? Like that fabric.
Okay, so you're also a synthetic. You're synthetic gang, nylon gang.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? Are you organic or synthetic? That's really what it boils down to.
I think it would be like fake leather, because like I want to think like I'm tough, but really I'm really soft and I don't want to kill anything.
And you were made in the lab.
Yeah.
And I was made by scientists.
Or I'd be like mesh, because I'm like incredibly
porous.
I'm just like
I'm here for mesh.
I have no, like, it looks hard and like tough, but really you can see right through me.
Oh no.
Whoa.
I don't think mesh has ever looked
really
tough.
Digging deep.
Full disclosure.
I think it's like a
guy in a mesh marina.
I mean, like, I imagine it as like some type of like not tough, but like more like cool fashion or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But still transparent.
A fabric for all seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. But probably,
that's very telling.
Probably pleather, honestly.
This could be a really good psychological test.
Yeah. I like this.
What fabric are
he
you,
has,
Jamie?
He's not useless after all.
Anna, what fabric
people
are you?
People are fabric.
That's true.
People are fabric.
Anna says she's microfiber.
Ooh. Whoa.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's smart.
Gets it done.
That's just good
if
business.
If someone ever answers wool, I think they're a serial killer.
Wait, unpack that. Unpack that.
Why wool? Wool's great.
It's itchy and awful.
If you react to wool like that.
Like, if someone's like, my favorite thing to touch is wool. Like,
You're on a date? What do you like? I like to touch wool. Okay, I'm going to use the restroom. Really
or like the flesh of an animal or whatever. Like, what's the one?
Flesh? This is not a
what's
fabric?
What's the one where it's like...
Oh, meat.
Hey, what fabric are you? Meat.
What's the one that's like really like straggly and like very like...
Oh, itchy.
It's like supposed to be like fancy, but I think it looks stupid.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know.
Yes, because that shit...
I can't afford it.
It, like, unthreads all the time.
Yeah, I think it looks so dumb, but it's so fucking, like, revered as, like, an expensive shit.
Mohair?
Mohair!
That's what it is. Yes. Mohair.
Fucking mohair. I hate mohair.
Yeah. I wish I had mohair.
It creeps me out. I think it kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of similar to that phobia of, like, holes or whatever, but it's with
to me,
but not with mesh.
I feel like I have glaucoma when I look at mohair sweater because I'm like, is it blurry? Like, am I not picking up on the texture?
Mohair kind of looks like unshaved mesh. If you like shaved mohair sweater,
unshaved mesh.
That's the name. Wow. That's my memoir title.
Hell yeah, dude! That oh my god, the Jamie Loftus story by Lil Zam. Wow. Forward by Lil Zam.
Yeah, if someone answers wool or mohair, run.
Wow.
They're trying to prove something, but it's unclear what.
Yeah. Also, I feel like mohair, every time I've seen it, like, or gotten near it, the shit gets on you. It sheds.
I don't understand why it's so expensive and, like supposed to be, like, this fancy thing. It's because it looks, first of all, I think it looks stupid. And also, it gets everywhere.
Hey, if you're a mohair advocate, please reach out because I would like to know what's going on with that.
I can't wait to read the intense thread
soft?
On the mohair defense. Force.
It's from an Angoran goat.
Well, that's the other thing. I guess I don't like animal products like that. So I think it freaks me out to like wear something and be like, this used to be alive. So I'm just like, maybe that's why.
Well, at least wool,
like
it's just shaved off. You know, it's
yeah,
not like
at
a
least
hide.
You didn't have to
shave
kill it.
Culture.
Yeah. Shave culture is really, I think shave we can culture. Comfortably say it's getting out of hand.
It's. I think that shave culture is really getting out of control. Yeah. Who will you side with?
Yeah. Are you? I stand with the unshaved.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, if I said I didn't, I would be like an unfeminist at this point.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, we've settled it. Shireen, thank you so much for joining us today on Le Daily Zeitgeist.
You're welcome. What did you say you were? What's the fabric you are? I was going to address you as it, but then I forgot what it was. What do you even call that?
I don't just fucking nylon. I don't know. Fake shit.
Okay, thanks, fake shit.
Thank you. Thank you, mohair.
It was a blast.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ish?
No, it was cool.
Oh, how dare you?
Wow.
No,
okay.
We're friends, and I can't believe you said that.
You don't even have my number.
That's fine. Jack's a great guy.
Why am I on trial now? Anyway, where can people find you and follow you, Shireen?
You can find me on Twitter at ShiroHero, ShiroHero 666.
And then, go retweet that motherfucking at Astra tweet right now.
At Astra, daddy issues in space. The king of that, though, is Interstellar. Interstellar is the best daddy issues in space movie, maybe because of the music. It doesn't matter. I'm also on Instagram at ShiroHero, and then Twitter is ShiroHero 666. And I already said that. And me and Anna, you're the super producer of this podcast. We have our own podcast called Ethnically Ambiguous, and we're going to be in Chicago on for the Chicago Podcast Festival on October 16th.
Hey, pull up.
Yeah, if you're in Chicago, please come see us on October 16th. Tickets are, we post about it on our Twitter, and we'll put it in the footnotes of this episode as well. So if you're in Chicago, come see Anna and I at the Chicago Podcast Festival. Again, that's October 16th, and tickets will be below.
Woo. Hey, is there a tweet you're liking?
Oh, there is. This one made me laugh so hard. Okay.
Please let it be Ad Astra's the daddy.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Dana Donnelly tweeted on the 25th, woke white women are wild. I saw one getting called out for only having white friends, and without missing a beat, she said, I don't really consider anyone my friend.
Ooh, damn.
That made me laugh so hard.
Way to dodge that one.
I know.
Neo, way to...
the swerve.
Jamais.
Hi.
Shaved mesh.
Hi, Jamie. Shaved mesh Loftus here. You can find me on Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help, on Instagram at Jamie Christ Superstar. You can see my show Boss Whom Is Girl in LA or New York in the next month. LA on October 5th. 5th at the Lyric Hyperion and in New York on October 20th at Union Hall.
Damn.
If it's not sold out, I think it's sold out.
Oh, woo! Shit. Might be sold out anyway.
And then if you want to see me do stand-up and you live in Washington, D.C. area, you can come. I'm doing a weekend in D.C. on the 18th and the 19th.
Fantastic.
So come see me there.
Wow.
Wow.
You're just doing so much.
I'm doing my best.
Please don't just get so big and fly away. You're going to get so fly, you're just going to fly away.
I promise.
Is there a tweet you like?
I first want to start by plugging Shireen's Ad Astra tweet.
Yes.
I'd be remiss. I can't quote it exactly, but it means a lot to me. And I will.
It's telling of our current like climate as far as movie making goes.
Thank
but
you.
Everything yes. is just a repeating thing of like daddy issues.
Thank you.
And I wanted to recommend just some fun recommended reading that isn't painful if you want to start your week with it. Fiona Apple gave her first interview in like 7 years the other day. She cold contacted a Vulture reporter who I'm a big fan of. Her name's Rachel Handler. Fiona Apple just emailed her and was just like, hey, I want to talk about stuff. And it's like a really cool, it's just like a really cool life affirming, fun.
I love Fiona Apple.
Me too.
Yeah. And she's like,
she's the goat.
She's the best. And she talks about how she gave all of her, her royalties from Criminal to refugees.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember reading about that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool. And then she's got a great anecdote about the first time she saw J-Lo's ass. So highly recommend a reading.
Okay.
It'll lift your spirit up.
Fiona Apple forever.
She's what still the fucking coolest.
What I need is a good defense.
Well, especially now, she's probably getting so many more royalties from that song after being in Hustlers.
Exactly, yeah. She's a real one.
Oh, so. is it in Hustlers?
Yeah, J-Lo like dances to it.
Oh, the Criminal?
Yeah.
It's an incredible scene.
I got goosebumps, so literally. Yeah. Wow.
It's worth it. Imagine seeing it.
Because the video already had me fucked up.
It's so good. I love people who are like a little bit reclusive the way she is. And not to spoil too much, but they're like, do you think it's cool that you've influenced like Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish? And she's like, whom is that?
Hell.
Like,
oh, what?
Oh, see,
for you.
I don't know her.
She's like, I watched Columbo at my house. You're I love her.
I love
she's
it.
So cool. Shout out to John Bryan, too.
She's probably on albums. Airplane mode all the time.
Oh, yeah, she lives in airplane mode.
Yeah, that's why I want to be.
That's your memoir, Living in Airplane Mode.
Yeah.
Apron mode. Uh-oh, much more problematic.
That's my
gender
nightmare.
Normative text.
That's my nightmare. Okay.
Living in apron mode, how I learned to put feminism aside and embrace the home.
That's a great new, like, fake woke lady book.
Yeah,
right? At a certain point, I realized.
I think it's written by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I rejecting my inner instincts?
I am the girl boss of my home, that is.
Oh, boy. CEO of this
it's
kitchen.
It's like the darkest timeline.
And there wasn't a tweet. You just said that one and do the thing. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Just go to Rachel Handler's Twitter and read that interview.
Fantastic. You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. A couple of tweets I like. First is from at Shirohiro666.
Oh, I love this one.
At Astra, a.k.a. another exciting edition of Daddy Issues in Space.
Oh.
Retweet that shit.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's also a classic.
Hashtag Crofton viral.
More importantly, Applebee's made it to the moon.
Yeah.
You'll get that if you watch
Ad Astra.
Did you see Ad Astra?
No, but my mom said she fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of important. I mean, yeah, I could see that.
I'm going to say I'm going to go, and then I'm not.
Hey. Way to show them.
Yep.
A couple other ones. One's from Blair Saki at Blair Saki. It says, me after one hit of weed. It says, Florida woman, it's a quote tweet. It says, Florida woman running for mayor aims to put a sea turtle in office. And the photo is like a little newborn turtle with like its little flippers in there. I don't know why I thought that shit was funny. I think because it had to do with weed. Another one from Tamara Yahia.
Oh, yes.
Past guest. Very simple. I can't stop farting. You know what? Mood. And lastly, at Who's Alex, it says, white girls be like, OMG, stop. I hate the word moist. Then say the N-word. So true. I hate to see it. Anyway, you can find us, this show, The Daily Zeitgeist, at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We got a Facebook fan page. We got a website. You know what I mean? DailyZeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Thank you so much.
Chicago Podcast Festival in the footnotes.
Yes, also the footnotes. And, you know, this show is a production, I might say, of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get them favorite shows. Also, on the website, you will also find the track we ride out on. Now, I've been watching a lot of Top Boy recently because I'm into only Roadman things only. All right, blood, you got to get this food. Y'all don't watch Top Boy, huh? No. Okay, anyway.
I was like, yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, that's
I like it.
Well,
funny.
Maybe that's why you don't run the ends, mate. So right now, I want to do a track from this. It's the music on this is really great. I know Drake is an executive producer on this, but I don't know how much impact he really had on the film itself, but maybe the music. Mm. Music is great. This is a track by Azizi Gibson called High, and it has like full on listen to this track if you like what you hear in this little snippet we're going to play, but it starts off with him doing like three levels of his vocal performance. Like first he's doing kind of a Kid Cudi thing, and then it starts getting like building and building a little more emotional, and then, you know, I appreciate it.
Cool.
So Azizi Gibson, Hi, how are you? I just like saying that. I don't know, my brain's not working. I had too much cold brew. Guess what, y'all?
What?
Thank you so much for joining us. Until tomorrow, we shall meet again.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.
All of them lies that you spread to my friends. Now they all caught up. You said you was blind, but you're judging again. What should we call that? Hands on the Bible, you turn and you can't. I see an error in your format. There's no way we could trust you again. Really, after all that, all of them lies that you told to my friends. We won't forgive you for it, cause we was patient while you motherfuckers still ignored us. And we was trying to fight the system, you was begging for it. Everybody got together, we was ready for it.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, cause Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.